Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Daycares around New York City can reopen at the start of next week. Approval came minutes ago from the Board of Health. We get more on the issue now from WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
3,000 child care centers plan to begin reopening on Monday. New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Oxyuris Barbeau notes they can serve up to 150,000 children.
But as many parents continue to stay to work from home, we anticipate that certainly they wouldn't go back to the full 150,000 capacity.
And the health commissioner says the reason the city feels compelled now to act quickly to bring back regulated child care centers,
as more families do return to work, that we provide safe, high quality child care opportunities and not have families have to rely on potentially unsafe options.
But a pair of city council members had said last week that a lack of action by the city and state was moving them to propose legislation that would have required the daycares be reopened. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have added three more states to their quarantine list for a total of 19. The new states are Delaware, Kansas, and Oklahoma. People arriving from those states are supposed to quarantine for 14 days. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont just announcing last hour that no one in the state has died from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours for the first time since March. That's in Connecticut. Active cases in our area remain relatively low, but New York is on course to hit 400,000 total infections by the end of the week. New York, or the NYPD, now has a newly appointed chief of community affairs, 30-year veteran of the NYPD, Jeffrey Madry. Our Christy Kalishian has more on his response to what's been happening across the city, from protests to the recent surge in shootings.
The NYPD says Chief Jeffrey B. Madry takes over this bureau at a watershed moment in police-community relations.
We have a common enemy, communities, cops, people everywhere, and that's gun violence, and we have to work together to defeat that.
Chief Madry says he wants to be considered the man in the middle between the police department and communities across the city. He so far visited local communities and has held virtual meetings with local officials and houses of worship. Although he hasn't announced any specific plans yet, he says he'll continue visiting these neighborhoods and talking with local organizations.
We can keep yelling about defund the police, protests can keep going on. When do we move forward? When do we start healing? That's what I'm about right now.
Chief Madry says he disagrees with defunding the NYPD, especially because there doesn't seem to be a clear plan on where to go after that. At One Police Plaza, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
WCBS News Time 506. A bill working its way through Albany would force police officers to have personal liability insurance in an effort to weed out any officers who repeatedly face misconduct allegations. WCBS's Steve Burns has the details.
The bill from New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi would require police officers to maintain coverage of their liability insurance as long as they're employed as an officer. In filing the bill, Biaggi writes that taxpayers shouldn't be on the hook to bail out police officers who engage in misconduct. New York City taxpayers paid a total of $230 million in over 6,400 cases between July 2017 and June 2018. That's according to a report from City Comptroller Scott Stringer. The local government would still have to cover the base insurance cost, but Biagi writes that problem officers would see their premiums go up, eventually forcing them to either change their behavior or quit. Police Benevolent Association President Pat Lynch is assailing the bill. He writes that the real goal is obvious: make policing such an unattractive profession that nobody will do it. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
And let's get a check of our weather force now, heading of our weather forecast now. We head over to the Weather Center to meteorologist Bob Larson.
Mostly cloudy and humid tonight, despite the cloud cover. Not much in the way of rain, a spotty shower thunderstorm early on. Do see one lone shower at this point. It's about halfway between New Brunswick and Somerville, New Jersey. But aside from that, it's rain-free. Our low tonight, 74. The city, upper 60s. It's about long areas. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Humid, there could be a thunderstorm over the afternoon. Tomorrow's high, 86. Sunshine it up to 90. On Thursday, it's now 71 at Danbury, 85 in Plainfield, 78 at Midtown, headed to a low tonight of 74.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.